We're learning the Avdalah on Beis Mesechtas Mila, and we are starting around 8 lines from the top. Lema homisayele. Let's bring a raya from this following braisa. We're trying to bring a raya to Rabbi Gidl that pigle, if you make a zrikas pigle, the halacha is that it does not be moitzi, it doesn't take the kachi kachim adam ila. That means usually we have a carbon. When it's kodesh, when it's hektish, you have me'ila. Then, when you shecht it, and you do zirika on the mizbeach, now kahanim can eat it. So if it's a chatos, or if it's a shlomim, or not shlomim is not a good example, if it's a chatos, or it's a asham, then the halach is, it's not no me'ila anymore, you're allowed to eat it. But, Rav Gidl told us that if the zirika was a zirikas pigle, then the halach is, it does not work. It does not work. The zrika does not take away the me'ila. Why? Because it's not a kosher or a zrika. So let's bring a raya to Rav Gidl from the following braisa. Lema homisayele. Maybe the following braisa is a raya to Rav Gidl. Lema homisayele. It says in the braisa, a pigle b'kotche kotche mo'elam boy. If it's pigle by kotche kotche, malach is, there is me'ila. Lav, afagav the zarak, it's mashma. Since it says it's stam, it says without any pirish, it means even after zrika, still there's me'ila. And Sarai to Rav Gidl, that even though you did a Zrika, still there still is Me'ila. The Me'ila did not come off with the Zrika. Even though you made Zrika, since it's pigle, the Me'ila does not come off, and it's a Raya to Rav Gidl. So it's not a Raya, the Loi Zarak. The case was you didn't do Zrika yet. You just did Shechita and Kabbalah, and we're saying there still is Me'ila. So Zemara says, what are you telling me? You're telling me the Aval Zarak, Mai. But if you made a Zrika, Hachinami, Dei Me'ilam, but there's no Me'ila anymore? So Mai Katoni Seifa, so why does the Seifa say, Bekotchim Kalim ain't my alimboy. Bekotchim Kalim says the Zrika does not. By Kotchim Kalim is the opposite. There is no Me'ila on a regular Kotchim Kalim or Shlomim until after Zrika, where it facilitates that the Emurim could go on the Mizbeach, then there is Me'ila on the Emurim. But it says in the Sefer over here, Kotchim Kalim ain't my alimboy. That means clearly that Zrika's pigle does not bring Kotchim Kalim to Me'ila. And that for sure is a Raya to Rav Gidl. That's for sure a Raya. So that's a sure raya to Rav Gidl, but the Mara's kashi is even more in the ratio. If you want to have a case of ein moya that ein moya ba liflek ratio of listening, well, if you wanted a case of ein moya limba, it should have said even in the ratio it could have made a difference. It said lefnei zrika moya limba, before zrika is moya limba, laachas zrika ein moya limba. After zrika there is no meila because you're telling me that it's not a raya to Rav Gidl. So if there's a difference between meila before Zrika and after Zrika, so why didn't the Reish already say the difference? So Gemara answers, it's really a two-headed monster, this Raya, you know. Raya number one is that the Reish says, Moya Limbay, and if the Halacha was, it's only because before Zrika, but after Zrika, Ein Moya Limbay, it should have spoken out. And number two, the Sefer says, clear, Kachim Kalim, Ein Moya Limbay, and that means for sure after Zrika, because before Zrika, there's never Me'ila. So that's for sure a Raya to Rav Gidl. So we have two rayas to Rav Gidl. Dr. Mara, who vada misayela? You're right. The end of the braisa by Kachim Kalim for sure is a raya that Kachim Kalim, the Zrika will not give it me'ila. It'll stay in my elam. That's for sure a raya. But lema, let us say, hayom misayela is safe for misayela and ratio. Let the ratio also be a raya since it didn't say a difference between before Zrika and after Zrika. Could have said a difference that before Zrika is my elam, after Zrika is my elam. The Gemara answers that raya. Gemara says, you know what? Kachim Kalim, the reason why I said the example of Ein Moya Limbay says Kachim Kalim, because Kachim Kalim psikale. Kachim Kalim always is a clear thing that if it's pigle, it will not get me'ila. Hacholoi psikale. Here, even if you say the Zrika of Achatos takes off the me'ila, still you can say after Zrika the me'ila comes off. You know why? Because there is a Kachim, it's not true. You know, we are by Oila. By Oila, the halacha is that it will stay with me'ila even after Zrika. And therefore, we didn't want to proclaim and say, after Zrika, there's no me'ila. It's not true. By Oila, there will be me'ila. And therefore, it didn't say after Zrika, ain't my alimbay, because it's not clear. It's not in every single case. So, Dr. Gemara, Lu Gemara Vaita, Gemara first quotes the whole Lashon HaMishnah, and then the Gemara is going to discuss it. Klal Omer Rav Yeshua. This is all Lashon HaMishnah. Kol shehoyslo shas hetel kahanim. Anything that was muta at one point to the kahanim, ain't my alimbay. There's no me'ila anymore. Something that never was muta kahanim, my alimbay is me'ila. And the Mishnah explains, Ezu shehoyslo shas hetel kahanim. What's the example of shas hetel kahanim? Shelono, that there was the basar was left overnight, So here, there's those, now that you can't eat it, there's no me'ilah, because it's het l'gam, there's no me'ilah still. Even though now it became osir, it's no me'ilah now. V'shinit v'savogat tami, shiyotza, so went l'chutz la'azara. All these cases are cases that since at once time is mutter kahana, there's no me'ilah. V'ezer shaloi hois la shat het l'gam. What's an example of a thing that did not become mutter kahana? You know what the example is? Shinishchta chutz l'zmano, chutz m'kayma. Either it was shechted with a machshavas pigle, they never had a het l'gam, or shekibu p'sulim z'arkos dam, or p'sulim m'kabal adam, and shpritz the blood. That's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to discuss what's called Hoysla Shas Hetalakhanim. We know the Mishnah gave examples, but the Gemara is first going to discuss it B'Shem Amarayim, and the Gemara will talk about the Mishnah if it fits with these Amarayim. The question is, what's called, we know after Hetalakhanim, there is no Me'il anymore. What's called Hetalakhanim? So the Gemara starts off with a little story. I'm going to talk about Kapara Labar Pada. But Kapara said about Pada, Ben Achaisi, my nephew. Re'ei, it means the son of my sister. I'm going to tell you a question. Please ask it to me in the Beis Medrash tomorrow, and therefore we can make the sugya clear. Ask me this question in the Beis Medrash. What's the question you should ask me? Ask me a question like this. When does Shas Het L'Kahanim happen? Does it happen after the Shechita? Then if it's already called Mutter L'Kahanim, you know, L'Kahanim can't really eat it, but that's already called Shas Het L'Kahanim. Because it's on the way. That's the way a karma becomes mutter for kahanim. Or I had the zrika shininu. Or it means after Kabbalah, when you're ready to zrika, that's when it's called hetla kahanim. That means you need at least need Kabbalah sadam. Or I had the achil shininu. Or hetter lakahanim means after the zrika, when it's taka possible to eat it. Okay, so the next day, he asked him the question. And there was he said over machlokes. So he said over machlokes. Chizki Amar. So Bakapara said over the machlokes. Chizki Amar het the shechita shavino. Chizki says that the only time it's called heta lekahanim and there's no meila is when there's a heta of shechita. And Rabbi Yechon Amar heta achila shavino. Rabbi Yechon says no heta achila shavino, which means that it's only called heter when after the zrika. So the machlokes is chizki. Chizki holds after the shechita, right? It's called mutter. There's no meila. Yechlin says only after zrika.